Oh guys,
andito pala kayo.
Uy, nabisi ko kayo.
Long time no see ya.
Hey, long time no see mga pare.
Buhay pa pala kayo? Buhay pa tayo?
Oh my God, it's been a while guys. It's been a while. Na-miss niyo ba ako?
Actually, oo.
Kasi parang hindi.
Kasi nung dumating ako dito sa studio natin, dami alikabok, wala naglilinis.
Charot.
Sorry, trabaho ko ba yon?
Sorry po, di po ako pumasok.
Sino ba makakapagsabi dito sa akin kung anong trabaho ko dito? Ha?
Ang itiliti man yun. Well, I mean, busy.
I guess naramdam na natin na ever since we became independent, you know, we've lost the perks, we've lost the, you know, the sanitation team.
I
we've
see.
Lost the, ano.
Yun kasi yung support na nakukuha natin, tama. Sanitation, weekly checkups.
Town hall meetings.
Yeah.
Tinamad na po kami ngayon lahat. Pero bago dyan, di ba may OBB tayo?
Ay, right. Oo nga, papasukin niyo muna.
Nagkalimutan na. And pasok!
The film podcast that is unfiltered, uncensored, but fun. This is Flick Off. With
I'm Kuya Rons.
This is your Tita Kyla.
I'm Dos.
And Uncle Farouk.
The only film podcast you will ever need. Coming to you in 3, 2, 1.
So, Kuya Rons. Ikaw muna yung kakausapin ko ngayong araw na to. Kasi diba nag-birthday ka?
Yes!
Happy birthday
to you. Happy
hindi
birthday.
Hindi man lang namin nabati on air or otherwise.
Ngayon lang. So sorry. Maligayang kaarawan, Kuya Ron.
Sino naman ako yung mga taong importante sa akin? Absent lucky.
Ay,
charot. Eh, bakit ba kasi tayo absent lahat?
Oo nga. Ano bang nangyayari sa inyo? Okay, sige. Ito guys. Ha? May kasalanan tayo sa mga viewers, ha? Sa mga listeners natin. Kasi tagal natin nawala. Ang wala man lang pasabi.
Yun nga.
At dahil hindi tayo mga ghosters. Okay?
Yes.
mag-explain tayo ngayon sa ating pagkawala.
Yes.
So, sino mauna? Siguro yung birthday boy muna. How have you been? Kumusta ang birthday mo? At anong bago sa'yo? Mga ganong kimer.
Kamustahan lang tayo ngayong episode na to.
Oo.
Para clear lang sa mga listeners natin. Mga nag-expect sila mag-discuss tayo ng kung ano-ano. Didiscuss po namin ba't kami absent. Yun lang po.
Yun. Ako, naging busy lang ako nung birthday ko. Together with Green Cross and Bantay Bata 163, namigay kami ng mga parang charot.
Eh, maniniwala na ako.
I was so
invested.
Ano walang ganon. Walang ganon.
Andaya, hello.
If you did that, I was gonna go yung ano,
tutulog
yung
lang ako.
Ng ihe.
Like,
oo. You know, I auditioned for the Justice League, you know.
Hindi, ano lang, ayun, busy sa ano, kasi last time, di ba, nagsabi ko na paggawa ko ng ano, ng lababo. Ngayon, nagpapagawa ako ng bubong tsaka gate.
Wow!
Ay, iba talaga naman kumikitang kabuhayan.
Adulting.
Bilang nasa subdivision kami kasi, parang ay. Importante sa akin na may gate kami kasi gated community, di ba? Parang ano eh, di ba? Pride, ganyan. Charot.
Putang ina, hindi ko na alam kung ano yung totoo sa hindi.
Pero totoo yung gate. Totoo yung gate.
Okay.
Tapos ito, pakwenta ko lang, nakakatawa kasi natuto na ako, di ba? Last time, nagpagawa ko ng lababo, nag-order ako ng isang cubic na isang truck na buhangin, di ba?
Mm.
So ngayon, mas ano ako, mas wise. So nagtanong-tanong ako, ganyan. May mga tao, hardware, magkano, anong sukat, ganyan. Tapos may nakita na ako na parang carpenter, ganyan. Tapos, tinatanong ko na siya ng cost. Magkano yung cost na gantong design? Ganyan-ganyan. Ano po yun? Umaabot po yun. Siguro mga 25. Ano lang po yung materials. Tapos, yung labor po, hindi pa kasama. Mga 15 to 20. Kasi, sige, pag-isipan ko muna. Baka huwag na lang kami mag-gate. Ganun. Tapos, o di na ako kwentuhan ko siya. Sabi ko, yung carpenter kasi parang dati nagtatrabaho din sa ano. Parang na-retrench siya sa mga GMA, ABS-CBN ng mga cameraman ganyan. Oo, before.
Okay.
So, sabi ko, di ba pwedeng parang props lang? Parang mura. Yung parang...
maganda lang.
Pero diba, hindi mo kailangan ng functional gate. For show lang talaga siya.
Show lang talaga. Kasi nga, pride lang naman kasi. Ayun. Doon lang ako busy, actually.
Okay.
Di pa tapos, ongoing. Eh, kayo naman, pinagkaabalahan niyo.
Wow.
Ikaw, Uncle Farouk, bilang ikaw yung ano pinaka-adult sa amin dito in terms of age.
I know what you did last summer.
Oh! Uy, may mga nakikita kami sa social media, ng mga pagkaling-ganon mo.
Hindi namin tatanong, ba't ka busy?
Okay.
Ubadero ka na eh.
Ang dami mo.
No, that's not me. That's Patricia.
So, ano nga pinagkakaabalahan?
Yeah, but in all seriousness, yes. I have been busy, but I have been productive, thankfully. Thankfully, yeah.
Okay.
Because usually there are times when there are weeks like, it's Mercury retrograde, you know, looking for reasons looking for excuses. Where I am unable to do, you know, my due diligence for anything because I blame it across the stars. No, I realized I am a star.
Wow.
So I shouldn't blame myself.
Wow. You know,
falling
does
star.
Does that make you happy? You know what stars are, right? They're bright lights that have died million years ago. So I think, accurate that you're a star.
I'm a fleeting star. But no, yes, I've been exploring other business ventures, right?
Wait.
Wow, they have a business venture.
Yes. I've been thinking about, you know, I wanted to open a cafe because I love hanging out in cafes and I was thinking about having my own cafe. So I've been doing, you know, feasibility studies. You know, like, what would it cost? Where will I be? You know, where will I set up and all this? And then I realized, no, I am not ready for a cafe.
Right.
But,
mm-hmm.
I have friends in the cafe industry. And there is something I've noticed. Knowing from where I'm from the desert.
Right.
And Philippines loves milk tea. They crave that stuff, right?
Yes.
It's like legal shabu, right?
Shut up.
Like, kids, people are not afraid of dropping down 200, 300 pesos for, you know, 20 ounces of sugar-induced goodness, right? Milky goodness.
Yeah.
But, you know, what surprised me really was that a lot of Filipinos do not know the origins of a milk tea. Where milk tea originally came from.
Hi.
Right? It's called chai. And it's usually served hot. So if you talk to any OFW who has ever gone to a Middle Eastern country, they have experienced something called karak chai. And karak chai is very difficult to make and very, you know, it's hard to get right. It's like pancit. No pancit is alike. I was looking around the market, what we have, and no one is selling karak chai in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh.
Maybe there's a market.
Yes. So I've been in talks. I'm going to start manufacturing? Producing. I'm going to start producing karak chai and sell them to cafes and hopefully get a kickback on royalties. So that is one of the business ventures that I'm going through right now. So I'm in the experimental phase right now, getting the right ingredients, having them shipped, you know. And then testing will begin sometime next week.
Wow.
So that's
congrats.
So that's me.
May mga product testers ka na nandito po sa session na ito.
Like Kenamin.
Pwede po. Tumatanggap po ng ano, ng free stuff.
Yes.
Ako, honestly, I feel like, ano, sobrang katulad ni Uncle Farouk, I've been so busy. But in a way, also kind of very productive. No, kasi parang, like, na-mention ata natin sa podcast a few episodes ago na I have been, in a way, quote-unquote, promoted ganyan, to a different position sa aking day job. And I'm trying to do as much as I can so that I can retain the promotion. Basically, thank you. It's nice to be recognized somehow for my skills. But at the same time, I've also been trying different hobbies aside from games. I'm trying to get back to reading books because you know it's yes. good for the attention span that I don't have as much of. I am trying to learn Oops. How to play the guitar. No, not much, not a lot of progress on that, but I mean it's something. And but I, you know, something that I really feel a lot of is nostalgia for writing. I miss writing. Aww. I miss being creative. I just miss working on my drafts and stuff like that. But there hasn't been a lot of opportunities to write professionally or otherwise. So it's mm-hmm. That's kind of sad for me. But yeah.
Don't worry, Ilona. You'll get back into it. You can't force it.
I hope so. Kasi, di ba, parang ano, alam mo yun, parang first love mo, tapos love na love mo rin naman talaga, pero wala lang talaga, hindi lang talaga kayo pinagtatagpo right now.
Oh my God.
Ayun.
Pero, kamusta ka naman?
Tama naman.
Are you generally okay?
I guess so. Pero, I mean, not really. In a way, I am, pag-stress talaga ako, pag-pagod ako, na-apektuhan talaga yung mental health ko. So, it's important for me to, siguro in a way, nakatulong na lilo muna ako for a few weeks. Ganyan. And thank you so much guys for, you know, waiting for me. Charot, ako pala yung dahilan ko bakit walang episode.
Hindi yan. Hindi ikaw dahilan.
Pero speaking of ikaw, Kuya Dos, ano nga bang bago sa'yo?
Sa akin?
Yes.
Actually, walang bago. More of existential crisis siguro yung naramdaman ko ngayon. Wow.
Tunay. No. Bakit?
Existential.
Tingin niya naman mukha ako. O, diba? Di na alam.
No, this ano guy's about to unleash mo ngayon?
Nakita sure.
No. Nakita Kayla, he's gonna release a domain expansion, you know?
So, I think, existential
ano
crisis. Hindi,
Oo.
Kasi parang, actually, one day, nagising na lang ako. Tapos, sabi ko, ba't ko ginagawa itong trabaho ito? Ba't ako nandito sa industry ito? Anong gagawin ko sa buhay ko? Yung gano'n, yung tipong, I love my job, I love my industry. Pero parang biglang nag-down sa akin na, ginagawa ko dito. Parang, as in, bigla na lang, boom, parang, shit. Oo nga, no?
Oo.
So, yun. So, hindi ko naman sinasabi na, depressed ako ngayon. Pero parang yung question ay naglilinger sa akin until now. Na parang minsan tinatry ko siyang i-avoid but I cannot avoid. Tapos syempre busy pa sa work.
Right.
So, kasi ngayon parang may ginagawa kaming commercial. Pag commercial, alam niyo naman napaka-daming nangyayari dyan, di ba? Napaka-kot-kot yan. So parang hindi ko ma-process yung feelings ko right now.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya nung time na, for example, nung the past few weeks, iba parang wala tayong episodes. Ako din, hindi ako actively seeking na, uy, kailangan nating episode. So, sorry guys. So, parang inisip ko kasi, parang I need to just lie down and do nothing. Pero hindi ko siya magawa. It's a luxury that I cannot afford right now.
Oh.
So, yun
completely
lang.
Completely understandable.
Oo.
Yun lang naman.
Reflection.
Para alam din ng mga listeners natin. Ako kasi usually nagtatanong kung mag-record kami or hindi. So, pag ako hindi nagtanong, wala recording. So, ako sisihin niya pag walang episode sa Facebook.
No.
Sabihin niya, oy, Kuya Dos, ano na? Anong nangyayari sa inyong lahat? Ba't kayo walang episode? Hindi naman sila kinontak. Ganon.
Yes.
I will take the blame. Thank you.
Oo. Nesa, alam nyo, sa totoo lang, this podcast is not just a podcast but a group of friends who, you know, catch up on each other, try to make kamusta of everyone, ganyan. And but at the same time, diba, sometimes kapag friends, you'll go a long time without talking to each other, pero once na nandyan na ulit kayo, parang walang nangyari, walang distance, ganun.
Katulad ngayon,
so,
diba?
Oo, di ba? Pagdating namin dito sa studio, parang biglang, pak! Ganyan. May mga
session.
Ano na kagad.
Yeah.
Oo, may makeup session. Itong episode na to is us trying to get back, I suppose, on our feet. Napaisip ako, Ngayon na alam naman nating mga adults tayo at napaka-stressful ng buhay. How do you cope? Kasi ako dati nagko-cope ako via, I don't know, writing, journaling. Hmm. Pero ngayon parang hindi ko na rin masyadong nagagawa kasi too stressed to do so. So bigyan niyo naman ako ng tips paano nagko-cope kayo sa stresses ng buhay niyo.
Shit, napakahirap na tanong. Iba-iba eh. Like for example sa akin dahil stress ako sa yung budgeting, 'di ba? Sa pagpapagawa, tapos wala naman ako regular work ngayon. So parang paano ko matitipid yun or paano ko why being wise. Ako siguro nanonood ako ng mga kung ano. Nanonood ako ng lahat siguro ng application ha? Sa IKEA. Wala kang budget, nag-IKEA pa. sorry, mali. Nadulas ako. IKEA pala. Charot. Sa IKEA, ganyan. So we TV, ganyan. Pamali-mali. Guys, sorry. Eh, di ba? Stress eh.
Hindi ako makatawa.
Pasensya niyo na. We TV, Netflix, ganyan. Ewan ko, naghahanap ako ng mapapanood para makapag-skip lang ako kahit papaano. Siguro yun ngayon yung ano ko. After ko noon, means tutunga nga ako. Tapos, maglalaro ako ng Genshin, ganyan. So, parang na-board na ulit ako, lalabas ako, magpapahangin ako, tutunga nga lang, ganyan. Tapos, iisip na naman ulit. Minsan, ganun lang. Tapos, pinupuwera sa akin sarili kong gumawa ng content sa TikTok, ganyan, para mapanaki ko kahit paano may nangyayari dun sa yung depression ko, nagkakaroon ng productivity para mapupunta lang dun. Kahit ang hirap, di ba, parang isip ka ng isip, sige, gamitin yan. Pero parang pagkatapos, pag naisip mo na, parang ayoko na. Tapos okay na naman, ganyan. Nag-exit ka pa. Ganyan, tapos siyempre. Hanap ako ng soft drinks, kasi parang gusto ko ng may acid, ganyan. Siyempre, mag-i-smoke ako, parang ganyan. Tapos, yun yung mga ano ko eh. Tapos, bawat kain ko, tatay ako, parang ganyan. Kasi gusto kong umupo na nakaubad. Yung gano'n. Yung nakaubad. Kahit hindi ako natatay, pumunta na ako ng sira. Saka magtatanggal na ako ng damit ko. Ganyan. Para lang umupo na nakaubad. Pero ang feeling ko parang ang init-init kasi sa bahay.
Baka aircon yung kailangan mo, hindi bubong.
Summer na siya. Aircon din yung ginagamit.
Aircon ako, pero siyempre dipid-dipid, di ba?
Oo nga.
Mga gano'n. Parang hindi ko rin alam yung hindi mo yung pag-cope up ko, hindi ko rin alam. Try ko na lang yung bawat bagay. Ganun lang sa akin.
Right. Oo. Hanggang sa may mag-click ka, no?
Ganun.
Coping for me recently has been very difficult. For the reason is I don't have money.
You know what? That's true. It's easier to cope when you have money.
Exactly. And who says money can't buy happiness are people who do not know what to do with their money.
Amen.
Right? That's true. These are the people who've never experienced discomfort, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in my case, of course, I'm always looking for answers into my predicament. I'm always looking for distractions. Mm-hmm. Now, this sounds bad. I know. I'm the bad guy here.
Mm.
But I recently started going back into the market. Now,
market.
The dating pool.
The dating market. Yeah. All right.
Magkano?
But what?
Binlogit energy.
Kaya pala may picture kang nakahubad.
Hey.
Nagko-connect-connect. Diba? Yeah. Ano tayo eh? Storyteller tayo eh.
Wow. Look at Batman over here. World's greatest detective. Let's go.
Magkano siya?
Mechanism pala yun.
No. But, you know, it's been very difficult for me because, you know, dating apps have been very unkind. Apparently, there's like an age limit to how old you can be on their platform. So I have to lie my age.
You can't be a million years old on Bumble.
No, you can't. So I just registered it as 25, you know, a sweet 25.
Yeah, that seems like a safe age. Yeah.
But, you know, aside from dating, I've been looking for other activities, you know. Again, I recently went back to the gym, you know, working out. And, oh my God.
Nice.
If you really don't know, people, if you see like guys who are like unfit and they're still at the gym and they're not making any progress, don't judge them. It's because
it's hard.
You don't know what they're feeling.
Mm.
When you lift weights, you get the happy hormones. Mm-hmm. And right. that kicks in. So you don't know what that person's going through. So don't leave them alone unless, you know, they're doing something, you know, that could endanger them. Yeah, that is not safe. Yeah. Of course, you know, that's the only time you can step in and perhaps make a friend. Mm-hmm. But dude, don't talk to me in the middle of a set.
I'm trying to concentrate, not pulling this weight in.
Or someone is hitting you up.
Para mas interactive yung eksena.
Perhaps. And one last thing before I, you know, I hand it off. Cooking. I found a love for cooking.
Wow.
Like all those
Roger
years.
Pala to, eh.
Yeah.
Uncle
MS,
Roger.
Dude, MSG works on everything. It's okay. Stupid.
Totoo yan.
It really does.
Nagkaroon ka ba ng emotional damage?
Yes. Yes. But dude, like a normal 11 peso ramen pack, man, I can make that shit into like restaurant cuisine, you know?
Wow. Cuisine.
I-vlog mo na.
Scallions, corned beef, egg, poached egg, you know, grilled cheese on the ramen is like
sarap naman.
Green onions, my god.
I know.
I would pay $160 for this in a restaurant and I just spend like what, $50 on it? It's crazy. Cooking is fun. I did not know I would enjoy cooking so much. Yun lang, that's how I cope now. Kayo guys, how do you cope?
Si Kuya Dos, nagko-cope siya po ngayon by... Kasi hindi yun nakikita eh, no, dear listeners.
Pero ipopost po namin yung tsura niya.
Yeah. Opo. Ano po siya, very ano po,
That is cute.
He has tape on his face.
Yeah,
that's
tape
all
ang
I'm gonna
po
say.
Po. And apparently, sabi ni Kuya Ron, isa daw tong ano, therapy sa mga batang may ADHD because, you know, for some reasons, it calms them. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The sensory diversion, yes.
Maliban dyan sa pag-scotch tape mo ng mukha, Kuya, anong, ano pang, ano mo?
Oo nga, baka naman maitutulong ka sa akin, Dos.
Actually, ako kasi, may pinagdadaanan ako ngayon, di ba? Sinabi ko nga kanina.
Oo.
So, everyone knows about it. Di ba? Pero nung may bout kasi ako ng depression a few years ago, matagal-tagal na siya, mga more than 5 years ago. Tapos medyo ano yun, medyo on the deadly side. Ayan.
Malala side.
Malala side siya. May mga, I wanna die, ganyan.
Oo.
Pero alam nyo, after ko mapagdaanan yun, I realized na it's very important to recognize your feelings more than anything else. If you're feeling sad, recognize mo lang. Wag mong sabihin, hindi, okay lang yan. It will go away soon. Kasi sometimes, you know, it's a bigger problem. Diba? Like, during that time, nung medyo, yun nga, nasa dangerous state ako, parang inisip ko na, it will just go away. Tapos alam ko naman sa sarili ko na ano yung nangyayari sa akin. Pero ayoko siya acknowledge kasi nga, takot ako na parang, I don't want to tell myself that I'm depressed, that I'm suicidal, something like that. Kaya nung, alam yun, leading to the moment of, you know, that thing, parang hindi mo na alam yung emotions mo kasi litong-lito ka na. Pero
naghalo-halo na sila.
Naghalo-halo. Pero yun nga, nung dumating yung time na parang, kasi hindi naman siya natuloy, obviously, boy pa ako, di ba? Andito ako ngayon. Tapos, I realize right now na, nung once I acknowledge my feelings, gumagaan yung burden. And you will seek for help. Yung help na yun, hindi naman kailangan sa therapist or whoever. Just someone that you can talk to, someone that you can, you know, parang, you know, let it all out to that person. And then, it
reach
make,
out.
Yeah, just someone for, basta yun, kahit sino naman siya. Minsan nga, actually, may fun conversation pala ako. Baka makatulong sa ito, Ate Kyla. Nung time na na-depress ako, nakapark ako sa isang ano parking lot. Ayan. Sa Marine BGC.
Oh,
tapos nandun lang ako sa kotse, nakahiga. Tapos siguro napansin ako ni guard na parang tagal-tagal na nitong taong to nandyan. Anong ginagawa niya? So lumapit siya sa kotse. Tapos tinanong niya, sir, kailan kayo? Shit, yung tanong niya, okay lang kayo? Parang, ang sarap pakinggan. Yung may nag-check sa'yo yun, oh, okay ka lang.
Oh.
Tapos binuhos ko yung lahat ng lungkot ko sa kanya. At nakinig naman siya. Oh, yun yung maganda doon. And
ang ganda noon. Ang ganda noon. Sometimes we really need kindness talaga, no?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Ayun, so we just talked. Tapos nalaman ko na may problema din siya. Nag-share din siya eh. Kasi alam mo yun, parang sharing is caring. So,
give and take, yeah.
Nag-share din
siya ng mga problema niya. And then I realized na, bakit ko iisipin na ako lang may problema? Diba? So, ang dami palang tao dyan na may problema din. Yung kanya nga, mas mahirap pa. I mean, di ba? Parang he has a family, he needs to feed them, pero at the same time, gusto niya matapos yung pag-aaral niya. Yung the usual, ano, the usual na nag-asawa ng maaga, hindi nakatapos yung pag-aaral, regret sa buhay.
Mm-mm.
And yung sinabi niya lahat. Tapos ako parang, sabi ko, ang privilege ko naman, parang alam mo yun, nalulungkot lang ako kasi hindi ko magawa yung gusto ko. Siya hindi talaga niya pwedeng gawin yung gusto niya dahil nga, ang daming nakakabit sa kanya. Maraming
responsibilidad.
So, yun.
Mm-mm.
And right there and then, kumalma ako. I think that's one of the best moments of my life na gusto kong gawing pelikula. Kasi nga, alam mo yun, parang it's just so sudden. It's very unexpected.
Yeah. Actually, I was thinking that na parang it's a scene from a film, no? And parang you're just sitting there and suddenly a stranger comes in and shares a moment with you.
Parang before sunrise, no?
Very.
Ganda.
Oh, yan film podcast po kami. May tinakal kaming film ngayon, ha? Kumambabas amin. So anyway, yun nga.
Yeah, man.
For me, that's the way I cope. Parang ngayon, for example, if I feel angry, tatanay ko sa sarili ko, what is making you feel angry? Kumbaga, kailangan kong malaman talaga kung bakit at anong rason. Hindi ko pwedeng sabihin sa sarili kong, hindi ko alam eh. Tapos papabayaan ko na lang siya. So, ayun, alam mo lang. Para,
that's a good point.
Kaya kayo mga listeners, kung may mga problema din kayo that you'd like us to, you know, hear, or
hear.
If you need someone to listen to your problems, let us know.
Kaya alam nyo, ano tawag dito, sa akin kasi, used to be, ang coping mechanism ko is writing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yun, journaling, ganyan. Very, ano kasi ako, in-tuned ako sa aking emotions. Madali para sa akin na masabi na, okay, ito yung nararamdaman ko and ito yung nagpaparamdam sa akin ng ganito and that is why ganito yung dapat nating gawin. Parang may ganun ako eh. Pero nagagawa ko lang yun by writing it down. Pero ngayon, dahil fast-paced ang buhay at, you know, sometimes when tragedy strikes, it strikes more than once. So, nagkahapatong-patong, di ba? So, tapos ang masama pa nun, hindi naman sa masama, okay, fine. Ang downside pa nun is that naging sort of profession ko yung writing. Diba? Ano nyo ba yun? Parang nararamdaman nyo ba yun minsan na parang nag-i-enjoy kayo sa isang bagay until ginawa nyo siya full-time? Dati parang fun-fun lang siya. Isip lang ako ng content. Karen, meron na akong for fun lang to. Tapos biglang, hala, kailangan ko na mag-isip talaga. Ay, hala, kailangan ko na siyang gawin araw-araw, hindi lang kung kailan ko trip. Tapos, nagkakaroon ka pa ng anxiety na tama ba itong ginagawa ko? Maganda ba yung ginagawa ko? Diba? Parang yung passion, yung enjoyment, nawawala, napapalitan ng mga feelings of stress, anxiety, self-doubt, ganyan. Now, this is, I feel like this is a time to reflect kasi alam nyo, tapos na yung January. Yung January, parang lahat tayo, parang, yeah, resolutions! Yeah, this is the start of the year, we're gonna do great! Yeah. And now, it's like the third month of the year and we're like, okay, we're doing great. Are we doing great? Parang may ganun na. And
this is the trials of the tribulations of the resolutions.
Oy, ang ganda noon.
Kailangan nating alalayan yung sarili natin.
Tama. Magandang magandang point 'yan, Kuya Ron. I think normal lang naman na ito na sabi na nga ni Uncle Farks, 'di ba? This is the trial and tribulation of our resolutions. We are being tested kung ano yung kung hanggang saan yung kaya nating ibigay siguro, and it pays to be kind to yourself, and I think alam mo yun, parang being kind is also setting up realistic goals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And being mm-hmm. okay with not meeting some of them as long as babawi. Ganyan.
Ang ganda nun. Yeah, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Minsan nga tinatanong ko sarili ko parang, how do I define success? Kasi minsan
wow.
ba?
Yes.
Oh, hindi, kasi minsan parang naisip ko, am I chasing success because I'm doing all of these things? Or, bakit hindi ko lang alam talaga yung definition ko ng success? That's why I'm suffering. Kasi para aimless eh. Para you're running aimlessly. Para saan ko pupunta? Diba? Kasi, you know,
That is amazing line of questioning right there, Kuya Dos.
Yeah, diba? Philosophical tayo ngayon eh. Kasi may mga napapansin ako, para may ibang tao, they're happy with, you know, what they have. They're happy with their current state. Mm-hmm. Pero ako parang sabi ko, parang feeling ko, hindi ito yung ideal life na gusto ko. So, ako hindi ko alam, am I chasing success or I'm just chasing whatever? Hindi ko din alam. So, yun lang. I'll just leave it there. It's for another topic. Yun lang naman po.
So, basically, you're saying, yun nga kanina yung source mo din ng existential crisis is also a good question to ask all of us na why are you doing what you're doing right now?
Mm-mm. Bakit ba kayo bumabangon?
Ah!
Wow! Ang ganda.
Oh, I love that.
Oh my God.
Teka, kung ayaw nyo na, wag na. Give up na.
Ubus na?
Ubus na yung quotes namin. Give up ka na.
Give up.
Ngayon, nakita niyo ba yung quote na yun na parang ubus na po, out of stock na po yung mga positive quotes namin. Kung hindi mo na kaya, malaki ka na.
Hindi ka na, kaya mo na yan.
Siya, magpaalam na tayo ng isa-isa.
Wait lang,
simulan natin
bago
sa
yan.
Pinakamatanda. Ay,
kailangan
bago yan
natin ng compliance.
Ano yun, hello?
Siyempre, every episode, di ba? So guys, thank you for listening to us. Follow us on Spotify and Facebook. Pliko Film Podcast.
Nakakala ko ano compliance.
So guys, just, you know, send us your messages or anything that you'd like us to read. Yeah, it's a Pliko Film Podcast. And we will gladly read whatever message yan. Okay. So ayun, sabi ka ni Ate Kyla, magpaalam mo tayo isa-isa.
Well, all I can say is that it's okay to take a break. Just don't stop.
Okay. Don't stop
believing.
Pingin ng tissue. Ano ba yan?
That's it. That's it from me, Uncle Furuk. I'll see you all again next week.
Ito po si Dos na nagsisising, naglagay ako ng tape sa aking mukha. Ang sakit niyang tanggalin.
Huwag mo na kasi tanggalin.
Therapy ka pa, ha?
Therapy pa. Oh, sakit.
Therapy ka pa.
Ayun o, ang sakit mo. Anyway, I'm Dos, and see you again next week.
Ito naman po si Tita Kailan nagsasabing, it's okay to do good today because you can do better tomorrow. Yay!
Yes! At ito naman po si Kuya Rons na okay lang umabsent, tubag lang in the most difficult time.
Oh!
Throwing shade at the...
Fine shade.
Oh, yun na guys.
Bye guys.
Bye guys.